It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Kim had some technical difficulties, so I'll be chewing on today's health topics with my short in stature but bigger than life co-host, Melanie Cole. Melanie, are you ready for our first topic?
Of course I am, Dr. Friedman. I love chewing on things with you.
This is right up your alley. Exercise. The International Journal of Epidemiology just published research showing exercise for weight loss may not be effective. They studied the link between exercise and obesity and concluded exercising and diet is no more effective than dieting alone. When people exercise, their appetite increases, they eat more food, and gain more weight. Their conclusion, the only way to lose weight is to eat fewer calories. Now, I'm a fan of exercising, but I have to agree with these findings because a muffin contains 500 calories, and it would take running 5 miles to burn it. Of course, then you're hungry after you run those 5 miles, so you crave more calories. It's kind of a vicious cycle. Melanie, you're an exercise physiologist. Share your thoughts.
So we've been hearing about this kind of thing for a long time, Dr. Friedman, that exercise and dieting is not necessarily more effective than dieting alone. As somebody who always is dieting but is also exercising, I completely disagree with this because I think that if you build muscle, we all know that muscle burns fat for its fuel. You right. absolutely know that. And yes, if you eat a muffin and that's 500 calories, then you'd have to run however long, 5 miles to burn it off. But if you don't run that 5 miles, then that muffin you're going to eat just sits there and is more likely to be stored as fat and less likely to be used as glycogen or stored as usable glycogen. Your blood sugar can go haywire if you don't exercise when you're dieting. So I think that this puts a wrong message in people.
See,
because
like the Siskel and Ebert, because I disagree. I believe you lose weight in the kitchen and stay toned in the gym, meaning exercise is a great way to keep weight off, but it's not the best way to lose it, because I've seen people at the gym for years that are overweight. One guy's there 5 years. I see him running an hour on the treadmill, sweating profusely. He's not lost a pound because guess what? He hasn't changed his diet.
But that's the thing, Dr. McDonald's. Friedman. They have to go together. And
exactly.
This is going to be a little he said, she said thing, but they have to go together because he can do everything he wants in the kitchen, but if he doesn't build up some muscle or get his heart in shape, his heart is not going to be as efficient. It's not going to burn fat for its fuel. It's just not going to happen. These things, and as a trainer, I've seen clients I've worked with, blah, 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 and until it comes together for them, that exercise and healthy eating go together, then they don't make those strides. But it cannot be just one or just the other.
Exactly.
I think it has to be both.
It's got to be both. Exactly.
It's got to be
both. A lot of people eat what they want, and then they just exercise thinking that's the answer. And they're like, why aren't I losing weight? Well, you know, if you drank a small latte, it's going to take a 2-mile jog. One donut would take an 8-mile jog to burn the calories off. But there is a part of the donut, Melanie, that does not cause you to lose weight. Do you know what that is?
What? The hole.
The hole in the center, yes.
A hole in the center. Well, I think it's just
important. Eat as many of those as you want.
That we certainly do both agree, Dr. Friedman, that it's got to be both. And we have to eat those healthy foods. But that exercise does help burn up any of the other stuff that you eat. Maybe not as much as you might want, but it does help to at least keep things in check and keep your body in shape and build those denser muscles so that they burn for their fuel.
What about this one? Let me get your take on this. For those that down a 12-ounce bottle of Gatorade after you exercise, it contains 310 calories, which is more calories than the majority of people burn off during a sweaty exercise. What about that, Melanie? What's your opinion on Gatorade?
Well, I'm not a big fan of any of those things. I like water and chocolate milk for post-recovery, you know, beverage or replacement of liquids. If you want to replace electrolytes, I mean, chocolate milk is what the American College of Sports Medicine is now recommending all over the place. And I'm using it for my son and his gymnastics and after his workouts. It's got protein. It's digestible. It's easy on the stomach. People think, ugh, chocolate milk, but it really is becoming the best replacement beverage. So me, I don't like the sugary drinks. I don't let my kids have them unless it's something very special, very specific. So you got me from that one. I don't like anything but water, really, or chocolate milk.
That's good. You know, I just take from the research, you know, exercise is healthy, but it's, you know, cardiovascular, reduces depression, helps some form of cancers. They've proven it's just not the panacea for those just wanting to lose weight without changing your diet. So we agree to that. Next Chew On topic comes from Fox News. Sleeping in the nude can be actually good for your health. Research shows sleeping naked increases sleep quality because it helps produce melatonin. Clothing can make you more restless, ignites your weight loss because it stimulates brown fat, which burns calories instead of storing them, and sleeping in the buff creates healthier skin because you get more oxygen, and your sheets actually used to as an exfoliator to help your skin healthier when you move. Now, Melanie, can you think of something they left out in this study that sleeping naked with your spouse may lead to that perhaps could help burn off a few calories?
Oh, let's listen to you, Dr. Friedman. Well, sure, absolutely. Can make it just a little bit, you know what those words are, but it can help burn off calories. We all know that that sort of intimate activity does burn calories and is really good for you. I have to say, though, that sleeping with clothing on does make you move around a little more, because sometimes if I'm in a cute little nightgown, it gets stuck underneath and I turn and I have to pull it out, or a t-shirt. But I don't like sleeping in the nude. I get uncomfortable because I think, what if someone breaks in? And here I'm naked. I'm vulnerable. So I know it can be good for your health and increase your melatonin. It just, you know, I'm that's not for me. Do you sleep
interesting.
Naked?
Do I sleep naked? I will tell you that I prefer it cold at night. So summer, I keep the temperature at 68 degrees. In the winter, it's not common for me to turn the heat pretty much off because I like it cold. So actually, the naked truth is, yes, I do prefer sleeping in the Ella Natural in the summer. Because when I sweat, I can't sleep. I wake up. And I'll tell you, there's so much studies about when it's cool. In fact, do you know this, Melanie, that if you study and you want better grades, study naked or as little clothing as possible, because studies show you retain things better when your body is cool. You remember things.
So if I'm naked students, right now, I'm really paying closer attention to you and remembering things much more, you know, much more clearly. But it also, one of the studies that you were claiming says your sheets help to exfoliate your skin when you move. That's disgusting, though. I mean, so what does that mean? You should be changing your sheets, like, you know, I don't know, every 2-3 days? Really?
Well, I mean, you're going to exfoliate anyway, whether you have them or not. It's still going to come out of your hands and your face. So, yeah, you should be doing that. There's all types of stuff that show up in those sheets. But it's good for the skin. It glows. It's nothing nasty. It's your skin. It's flakes from your skin. You have them on your skin. Why is it so gross, Melanie, when it's off your skin?
It's not that it's gross. It's just that it's you know, if you're sleeping naked, and we all release juices and things in the night, and I just like them to be soaked up by something other than something I'm going to lay right back down on the next night.
Yeah, you're not alone. Only interesting, the National Sleep Foundation said only 12% sleep naked. So the majority do not, but research shows that you definitely do. Also, do you know when you're naked and you snuggle with your spouse, it increases a hormone called oxytocin, which helps lower blood pressure. So there's a lot of studies out there. So I think we should maybe at least underwear. How about that? Just kind of.
Okay, underwear, that's a good one. That I like, because, you know, like I said, absorbing those juices. So I don't know, Dr. Friedman, you got about a half a minute left. What do you want people to know about this and about the other stories we chewed on?
Well, you know, I think that you can kind of do both. Just kind of, you know, sleep naked and just kind of hang out, watch TV, enjoy. And, you know, I think it's healthy.
I think so, too. And I think that the nutrition and exercise, what a great topic you chose.
It's great stuff. Well, you know, if you exercise and you're sweaty, who wants to put PJs on, lay in the bed? So maybe it kind of works out for both of them. Great stuff. Yeah, so good topics there today. So hopefully you learned something. And if any of you have any topics you want us to chew on and digest, we are here to help you digest all the latest health headlines. And you can email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Podcasts for all of our shows are available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. So play them on the move, share them, email them to folks that want to hear these topics. Great stuff in our library. More to come after this short break. Everyone stay well and stay tuned.